Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports. Mark Henry and I talked to Stokely Hathaway from AEW, hashtag baddie search. How's that going? We'll talk about it with Stokely. Also, we welcome in Thunder Rosa to our podcast with special guest Mercedes Martinez, and you definitely want to hear this interview right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Mark, by the way, what are you doing tomorrow night? Saturday. What are you doing?
I'm hanging out.
All right. Well, you know why? Because, listen, what I think you should do, I think you need to hop on a plane and fly into New York. Because at the Stand Comedy Club in New York City, tomorrow night at 6, our good friend Stokely Hathaway will be performing. And just by circumstance, he joins us now right here. I'm Busted Open. Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you all doing?
I'm looking forward
to have you on this show.
Thank you. You know, we're telling a few jokes tomorrow, live at the Stand, 6 p.m. So if you're in the Manhattan, New York area, Jersey, even if you're in Philly, take a bus. Come out and see us. Have some fun.
Yeah, it's conveniently located in Union Square, East 16th Street, so definitely check it out. Somebody who used to be a part of Busted Open, Kyle Lewis, will be hosting the show at the Stand tomorrow night. So, Stokely, tell us, before we get into AEW and the baddies, because we've got a lot to talk about with that. How did you get into the stand-up?
Well, I started doing stand-up in 2018. I was I think I just left Evolve. And so it was always something that I wanted to do. And so I had the time and I figured, listen, if I'm going to embarrass myself in front of a few hundred people, might as well do it when I'm not in wrestling. So I did it. It was a success and I had a good time. And my influences growing up, like a Martin Lawrence, a Robin Harris, a Chris Tucker, all those people, you know, I want to be just like them. So this is my way of doing what I do and also paying homage, you know, paying tribute to those people.
I have a question for you. What floats your boat the most, situational comedy or jokes? And when I say situational comedy, I mean, you know, like I've done a couple of stand-ups and open for, you know, Mick Foley and several things. And I love situational comedy. I talk about things that happen.
Yeah.
Or do you tell jokes like Red Fox? You know, like what floats your boat?
It's a mix of both, actually. So, you know, I talk about my life, situations that I've gone through, but also just have regular jokes. So I try my best to just, you know, collaborate and include them both because, you know, for me, I've been doing this for It's been over 10 years. I was a marketing director previous to this. So I have plenty of stories about entertainment and everything in general. So it's just little bits, little, I would say, situations about my life. And I find them funny. So hopefully other people find them funny as well.
Now, Stokely, like with stand-up comedy, and obviously a lot of comedy's been under fire lately, you also have to be careful. It used to be, when I was growing up,
yeah,
comics just offended people. That was kind of like their job. But now, in this day and age, it's kind of hard. Is it difficult for you, or does the type of comedy you do doesn't really step on any toes?
I mean, not really. I mean, my last set, I would say, was was somewhat controversial, but for the most part, I think it depends on who you are. If it's for me, I try not to offend anyone because it takes you out of the moment, right? If I say something in a set that may hurt someone's feelings, you know, personally, to me, that's not comedy. That's not what comedy is. My job is, you know, if you're coming to a show, it's for you to escape reality for that 8 minutes that I'm on stage, or, you know, the entire hour that everyone is performing. You know, once you say something that can make someone feel a certain type of way in a negative way, I feel like it can take them out of the moment. But with me, as far as my comedy, I do what I do. And if I have to second guess something, I go, maybe I should rewrite that joke. But I do think you have to walk that line, though. But I think once you cross that line, that's the issue. But real quick, While we have everyone's attention, can we talk about the baddie search? Because Dave,
yes,
I heard you want to be a baddie.
Oh, no,
I heard
no,
you
no.
want to be a baddie, but yeah, there's a fee. So we got to talk about the fee before the application. But go ahead.
Well, Stokely, first and foremost, I could do stand-up comedian because I would just go up on that stage naked. So I would at least get one guaranteed laugh. If that actually would happen,
you would. You would. A few lawsuits yeah, too. But yes, one laugh.
But Stokely, I don't want to be a baddie, but there is a person who is on this show, right, Mark, that wants yep. to be a baddie. That's okay. Our very own Gabby. So okay. I'm sure. Okay. Have you met Gabby yet? Have you met Gabby?
I have not.
Pizza?
I have
oh,
not.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. She would be the perfect baddie. Mark, I'm spitting truth here, right, Mark?
Gabby is on the voluptuous side.
Oh.
And
like I
said, I was told to let you know to go and check her out on Instagram. That's what she told me to
okay.
tell you.
Okay.
And that she's
okay.
gonna
okay.
she's gonna fill out the information on. She
okay.
wants to, like, you know, get out there and I told her, my sister in Christ, let's not do the Patreon photos you did with Thunder Rosa.
Well, she did.
Well, listen,
they're great.
If that's all she has. Just saying, if those are all the photos she has, I will waive the PG just for her. Just because I want to.
That's
help
all
her
you got.
That's
if
it.
That's all you
it.
Got.
If that's all she has. Yeah.
All right.
It'll
so,
be strictly
no, but you know
for
what?
Critiques.
Yeah. That's it.
But Mark, I think this is the perfect time because this is where the nation get involved. Tag Gabby, tag Stokely, and tag Jade,
yeah.
and use the hashtag. What's the hashtag again?
Baddie search.
Hashtag
baddie
search.
Search.
And get yes. those pictures out there. Make them aware, man. But Gabby's going to be a big star, Mark, one way or the other. This could be the beginning. Then we're going to have her on
we're
TV
on
every week.
She could be we're a baddie.
On her.
Yeah. And she could be out off of our hands and be somebody else's problem.
Wait, so she's trouble?
No, not at all. She's not trouble at all.
Opinionated. But not trouble.
Dude, I'm telling
okay.
you right now. She
not
would
shy.
No, she's not shy at all. She would be the perfect baddie.
Okay.
The perfect baddie for you.
Okay. Can she do a choke slam? That's the real question.
I would say not right now.
Okay.
But, you know,
okay.
with a little
she has
training.
Some work to do. No problem. No
with
problem.
A little
no
massaging.
Problem.
Well, not no massage.
A little
pushing. No pushing. hey, it's just, you know, let's
just leave it at she would be very good.
She'd be good.
Yeah, use the hashtag baddie search and tag Gabby and Stokely. Stokely, how has it been being a part of AEW?
It's honestly, I can't even put it into words. I've had a blast, and I feel really bad for Tony Khan sometimes, because I feel like I am taking money, because this has been the most fun that I've had in a very long time. Just the
shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
Oh, more money. I mean it's a lot. I'm not having a good time at all. It's a struggle.
You need more money, Stokely.
Everything. But yeah, it's but no, but seriously though, I've had a blast. Yeah. Just, as you could tell with Mark, a great guy. Just being able to see people that I haven't seen in years, like a Orange Cassidy, like a Chuck Taylor, just all those guys, just to be able to walk into a locker room and to see your friends, people that you grew up with. It's just, you know, what can I say? I was going to say lucky, but that's not the word. I am extremely blessed to be in the position that I'm in.
Now, you know what? You've been on this show before, and we've known your work for a very long time. I'm going to have to correct you on something, and I understand you're humble and that you're enjoying the time, but you deserve what's happening right now. You've worked your ass off.
I thought you've done some, whether it's
all these different companies, because you've worked at quite a few over the years. You deserve this opportunity, and I think we're seeing the best version of you on TV. I love seeing you each and every week on TV. I love the microphone in your hand and that you're able to talk each and every week. This is a great opportunity. There's no doubt, but you deserve this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
that. You realize that you're one of the most talented guys, and you being humble and respectful is great. But, man, we just talked about this today at the opening show. Sometimes you have to pat yourself on the back and allow people to see what your greatness is so they can appreciate you more. And you're great, man. Like, you're a guy that, like Teddy Long, you strike people's attention right off the bat, and then you're able to keep it. And a lot of people come across, they get good lines, they get great writers, and they have other help. Like, with you, it feels like you turn the camera on and just let Stokely go. And that's a beautiful thing, man. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Hi, everybody. Christopher Mad Dog Russo here. Familiar? You should be. Well, now you can catch Mad Dog's Daily Bite each day as a podcast, where you'll hear my thoughts and opinions on the biggest topics around the world of sports. NFL, baseball, golf, NBA, even the hockey. That you know you can count on. That's Mad Dog's Daily Bite. Drops daily anywhere you get your podcasts. And you can also hear me weekdays 3 to 6 Eastern on Mad Dog Unleashed, Sirius XM Channel 82, or anytime on the SXM app.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your undisputed Ring of Honor Women's Champion, the one and only Mercedes Martinez. Mercedes, good morning, and thanks for joining our show.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I am so excited that you are here, Mercedes. You know, I have a lot of respect for you in the ring and outside of the ring even more for what you have represented for women all this time. And I feel like this year well, this last year was one of those moments in where you were actually allowed to be yourself. How does it feel to be one of the first Latinas to represent so many different things in this business?
I don't think I'm one of the first. I think I just, in this profession, it's one of those things where you, everyone wants to label you. Everyone wants to say you're the first female, you're the first Hispanic, you're the first this, first that. I am always first and foremost in this business, a wrestler. You know, it just so happens that I'm female and I'm Latina and I'm a lesbian and all these other labels everyone wants to put for me. For the last 2-3 years, I think everything has just come to the forefront because there was something missing in women's wrestling. If there was something that needed to happen in the last 2 to 3 years, and I just am happy and I'm just glad that I can be that person to help push the forefront, push the agenda a lot more amongst other females, yourself included. You know, I think just in this business, everyone has to come together. And if I'm one of those that can help propel it, then I am more than happy to, you know, be that forefront person.
When you look at your career and what you've been able to accomplish, and you've always had a buzz around your name, always there's been people that have talked about you, and now you're a champion, and now you have a home here, and we get to see you with AEW. I mean, what's that journey been like for you, and what's it like to finally find a home? Because it seems like you've worked with so many different companies.
I think it's one of those things where I don't ever want to put so much light on me or my career. You know, being 22 years, almost 22 years in this business, my big agenda was always to put women's wrestling first. Regardless of where I'm at, whether it was with WWE, on the Independent, Shimmer, Shine, and all these various women's companies, and now in AEW and being part of a Ring of Honor, it's really exciting. And to call one place a home and to actually build something for the future is really what I always wanted. And, you know, being part of other companies to help build the future for women's wrestling, I think what the difference is now is that I am content with who I am. I'm content with my true self. I'm content with what I have to do in this business. There's so many people in this business that says, hey, I want to build, I want to build, I want to build. But I'm not here just to build for now. I'm here to learn from the past, to build for the present, and to look forward to the future and what the future can hold for not just for me, but for women's wrestling. So that is my goal going forward, and not just in AEW's women's division, but Ring of Honor's women's division, because that's a real rebuilding process right now that we have to build. And I'm just glad and proud and honored to be their champion and to help propel the women's division for them as well.
Mercedes, you know, I've always been a big fan of yours. I've brought that to your attention multiple times, even when I first met you. It's unfortunate that your mission was just about wrestling and women in wrestling. But I have to tell you that sometimes that's how it starts, but in no control of yours or Thunder Rosa's, mine or Dave, sometimes missions take other places. And you're just gonna have to accept the fact that your success has breeded other things into that realm of your success. You did what you set out to do. You've made wrestling for women 10 times better in your career, along with all the rest of the women that are on the same plight as you. But also, you have accomplished some other things, and those other things are outside of wrestling, with who you are as a person and the perception of you. Those things about you being, you know, the Latina, the mother, the friend, the person that's revered in this entertainment space, they just come along for the ride. So don't diminish that. Like, this is the pat yourself on the back day. That's, I mean, we started the day with, hey, You know what? I'm not going to break my own wrist patting myself on the back. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it more than I ever did because it's not arrogant. And we don't look at you as being arrogant when you say you accomplished something and you had success. We look at it as thank you for informing us because now we know. And that's, you know, that's, I'm going to leave it right there.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. I think it's just me being really humble for opportunities. It's me being really humble for anything that was given to me because I had to work super hard. And it's not that I'm not confident because I'm very confident in my abilities. I know what, you know, what I say is true from the heart. And it's just me just reminding people that, hey, there's a balance in this business. There's a balance of me being, you know, what I've accomplished, being female, being Latin, and putting that to the forefront. It's blazing the trail. But I always believe that it's not just me. I'm helping blaze the trail along with others. So I contribute my success with other successes because without me and others, there is no future. So I don't diminish what I've accomplished. It's more just staying humble because sometimes when you're overconfident and you're over humble, I guess you can say, or not even over humble, just people look at it a different way as, hey, she's egotistical. She's putting too much on herself. So I don't ever want to be perceived as that. I know my shit. I know I'm good. I know what I can, you know, put in that ring. I know what I can accomplish. It's me just staying humble and true to my roots is what keeps me here in this place for the last 22 years. It's, hey, if I got to put my shit out there and tell you, hey, I'm good and I know I'm going to tell you, but I also know my place and know when I have to scale back because I don't need people to be on my back and then show a different side of Mercedes that no one wants to see. So there's that balance that I have to always keep. Yeah.
I want to see it. I want to see it. But... Mercedes, I think just piggybacking on what Mark was saying, in the last couple of years, there's been a lot of people have been covering for you. Like there was a short documentary done, I think it was at Vice or something. I don't remember. Is this before you got signed for the other company? And like a lot of things came out to light. For me, a lot of the stories before I met you and before I work with you were all the girls that I work and they work in Shimmer, they had nothing but amazing things to say about you. And also there was a fear of Mercedes Martinez because, you know, the way that you work, the way that you presented yourself and the way that, like I said, when I met you and I work with you, it was absolutely everything and even more. Like even the stories that Jazz told me when she first met you, when you were young and a rookie, how different you were from now when she sees you and she's like, you have changed into a woman of yourself, like somebody that is confident, somebody that knows what she wants and wants to help and knows what to do. How do you feel was that transition and how long did it take you to actually finally accept who Mercedes Martinez really was?
It took a really, really long time, to be honest. In this business, it was hard for me at first. You know, coming from where I was trained from, it was hiding who I truly was. It was always, hey, I want to wrestle, but I couldn't show myself in the light. It was, at that era, it was the whole TNA aspect of wrestling. It was the whole divas. And I was always told, you know, you have to do that to actually make it in this business. And I kept myself very reserved, very quiet, very shy, and kept myself hidden. And just, it's that old adage of keep your ears open and your mouth shut. You know, if you want to get far in this business, that's what you had to do. And within the first 2 years of my career, it was, no, I can't do this. That's when I met Jazz, you know, in the first two part of my career. You know, she came to my school with Jason Knight, and she was one of the first people that kind of just said, you have to be who you are. You are a diamond in the rough. You are that person that's going to trailblaze. You are that person that's going to make the difference. Don't let anybody tell you any differently of who you want to be. Because there's a sense of people molding you. People are always going to try to mold you, but you really have to just stick to your guns if this is your true mission. And that's what I did. I think it took probably my first tryout with WWE when I realized WWE is not where I want to be right now in this career. And that was probably 2007. And that's where Shimmer started. And that's when all these women's companies. So I knew that at that time, WWE was not for me because their mission wasn't my mission. It was the Divas era. It was they wanted to mold you, the cookie cutter type female. And that's not what I'm about. I'm about being true to who I am, what I know that I can do. And it was always just women wrestling. And it wasn't even just being about women wrestling. It's just about wrestling and putting us forward as an athlete. And it took a long time to get to that point. And even throughout the career and even, you know, 10 years and 15 years down the line, I was still trying to find who I was, because not only professionally was I trying to find that niche, but personally, I was trying to find that niche. You know, being in this business, you can't be openly out. I'm a lesbian, and I couldn't be that person because I had to hide that part of me because the locker room was very taboo. The lock, you know, the media was, no, you can't do this. It came to the point in my career that I had to hide that because for me to advance, you can't put that out there. And for fear of safety for me and for safety for my family, because that was not socially acceptable in all realms of life. So it was a very humbling experience. It's been a humbling experience. But now being here 41 years, going on 42, you know, years old, I know who I am, and ain't nobody gonna tell me any different. And I'm gonna put that out there, and I'm gonna show my work, and I'm gonna be who I am. And if you don't like it, too bad, but you're still gonna tune in and watch anyways, right? it's that whole mentality. Right. You respect me now. You know what I can do. I can say whatever I want now. But that it took a long time to get there. It did. It took a long time to find that.
I love it. And you mentioned Jazz. And I'm going to tell y'all, like, y'all know who Jazz is. And if Jazz came along at the wrong time, she was in her prime in a time when it was even worse than what y'all had it in. 2009 or 10. I saw Jazz as probably the toughest female wrestler that I had ever saw. And if she was in, we always talk about fantasy warfare. If Jazz was in her prime today, not the Jazz that like me, that we limp when we walk. I'm talking about, I remember her being a monster. I watched her work a match with a guy, and I thought to myself at that moment that, okay, she needs to stop working with women and start working with men. And that shouldn't have ever crossed my mind, because there should have been a place for her to actually have real matches with other women that could have matches with her, but that didn't exist back then. So y'all are living her dream. And if you have a phone number, call her and tell her thank you.
Because I know, Mark. I work with her, and she used to tell me that all the time. All the time. And that's why you were brought up to the conversation, Mercedes, and she said that. She's like, I wish I was in this time so I could have shown everything that I was able to do back then with the boys, and I would have done it with you guys, right? And for you, Mercedes, like to have said what you said in terms of like that you feel you were feeling afraid of showing who you really are, that's like so hard. I mean, yeah. I went through that for a couple of years, and I denied, and I didn't want to be seen as the Mexican wrestler or the luchadora. I refused to be seen as that because I didn't want to get, you know, in a little box. But yours is like a it's layers of things. And and it just makes me really sad that you have to go through that for so long, right? But at the same time, it's like because of people like you, you were able to speak up to a lot of the new generation of wrestlers that work in Shimmer. And you were like the wrestling mom. That's why I say, like, everyone that I knew that I worked from here years ago, they used to talk about you, and they used to like literally almost like put a vela on and start praying to you because they love you so much, you know? So you should be very proud of yourself and very proud of what you have done with a lot of us, because we go for advice for you, and you always have very good advice that is unbiased, and it's like it opens your eyes and it makes you think and it makes you question things. Because that is how you become better, when you question and you're able to like see things in an inner side, not only like what people, what is outside the noise, is like what really is for you. Like you said, you always speak your truth, and you always do. And I personally am very appreciative of this, and I wanted to bring you so people can, but some people already know your story, but people can really know the real Mercedes Martinez and how your struggle has helped a lot of new generations of wrestlers, people like me, to be better and to feel comfortable being themselves.
But I also think,
how can we find out more about you? Like, are there like any personal documentaries or any long articles or interviews with you being you and being the person? Like you say, you're confident in who you are, and that you're allowed to be able to be you. And when you're allowed to be you, you're better. Where can we find that out? Or do we have you back on Busted Open, and we do this again, but we do this as a complete, like, you know, interview of who is Mercedes Martinez?
Would you be willing? I always want to come back. Like, I'm always willing to tell my story in a different light. I think a couple years ago I did a short documentary, which is what Rosa was talking about, called Now This, and it touched on women wrestlers, and it touched on the life and the struggles that we had to go through. And there was a piece up about me, and it's basically just telling my life and what I had to go through in a very short form, just straight to the point. And that's when people kind of realized what I had to struggle through. And at that time I was married. At that time, you know, I have, you know, my son, my stepson, and people didn't know that about me. It's the public perception of me is very just business and stuff like that. Do I want to shed light on my life? Of course I do, but I don't want to give too much because I'm such a very reserved and private person. I always in my career, safety was an issue. And not just in my career, but before my career, it was an issue. Everything is an issue, you know, for me to be out. You know, where I was born and came from, you couldn't do that because my safety and my health was always a concern. Me going to work and me being bullied, it was an issue at that time. You think about growing up in the 80s and in the 90s, it was so taboo. And then me becoming a wrestler in this business that it's so sex appeal. And here I am, a female wrestler who's out. I can't be me. So my safety was always in the forefront, and the safety of my family. So yeah, it was a struggle. So that documentary touched on them. I think now in the last 2 years is where a lot of these documentaries and a lot of these articles are now just starting to come out and want to grab that attention, because my story is very unique. And, you know, right now we're working on a documentary with Long Media Productions. It's been almost 3 years in the making. They came down to AEW. They did film a lot of stuff, backstage stuff, my story on the road, even on personal stuff. It's stuff that no one ever knows about, but it's going to come out hopefully next year, and through the Amazon and with production with Warner Media. So it's a big thing that people can see the backstory of Mercedes. And just going forward, if anybody needs the help, and Rosa knows, I'm always available. I'm just a phone call away for any females that have anything going on. I can sympathize with you. I can tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, what you need to hear, because I'm so unbiased. I'm so true to the core. I'm going to tell you the good. I'm going to tell you the bad. I'm going to tell you if you suck, everything. It's just the way it has to go, because no one ever told me that. They just sugarcoat everything. And that's not how it has to be for us females. We have to know the truth, because that's the only way we're going to get better. And, you know, when I talk to Rosa a lot of the times, and me and her have a great relationship. If she comes to me and she wants my advice, I'm going to give it to her. Good, the bad, the ugly, the works. Why? Because she needs to hear it, because there's too many people that are around her that are going to tell her what she wants to hear. Mm. I'm that person that's going to tell her what she needs to hear to be better and to be the leader in the locker room. I'm just here watching, and I'm praising everyone that I can praise. And as long as they can bring me for the ride, or I can help bring them for the ride, that's all it comes down to. And that's my role. It's just to have everyone coexist and have everyone succeed to the level they're supposed to succeed. And with my help, they'll get there, as well as they can help me as well.
Wow, Mercedes, this has been amazing. We definitely have to get you on again. And I think you've won. For you to come on the air and say that you're content with who you are, you've succeeded. I hope that everyone that's listening to this show right now gets to that point where they're that happy with themselves, because that's true success, is when you're happy with yourself. Mercedes, thank you so much for the time. You're going to be able to see Mercedes tonight team up with Serena Deeb on Rampage, 10 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. Mercedes, thank you so much for the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.